Blog Talk Radio.
Certainly be the looks of it, considering the whole context of the matter. My name is Yom Suf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and to show you how a non-constructive and toxic relationship cannot work in your behalf. And on the other hand, a constructive and positive relationship, what I mean by that, a relationship that you're following instructions, the codification, can work to your best interest. Also, that applies to one another because we don't know how to treat each other, truth be told. And the evidence that doesn't lie, because if you take a look about you and your neighborhood, well, there is a vast majority of us, the evidence is quite clear. We are prone to mistreat each other, abuse each other, and sometimes kill each other, given the set of circumstances, because we don't know how valuable our lives are to the Creator, and that we shouldn't shed each other's blood or anybody's blood, innocent people for that matter. And also, last but not least, in accordance to strangers, we should treat strangers among us just like we treat each other. And sad to say, in this Western Hemisphere, we have never been treated that way. And sad to say, because we have toxic relationships, even with strangers, different nations, we've never been afforded the latitude in order to do so. And if we did, we didn't know how to do it anyway. So these studies are imperative. They are your foundation. They are your footing. They are your shield. They are your strong buckler. They are your high tower. And they set your feet on solid ground. And we need to be set on solid ground, all of us, truth be told. And that's another reason why we get into these studies. We're in the Book of Chronicles. We're going into the lineage and so on and so forth to give you some validation and credibility of these men. You need validation and credibility. I know a lot of people say, no, it don't make any difference, but it does make a whole lot of difference, having validity and credibility. And you just can't pop out of nowhere and say, don't nobody know me, but I'm with the Most High. I ain't did nothing. Don't nobody know me, but I'm with the, no, it don't work like that. Somebody got to know you. And the Most High certainly have to know you, truth be told. But before we get started, it's Cartrell, my brother, and I. Cartrell's from New York City. I call it Prison Camp New York City. And I'm from Prison Camp Memphis. It's a play on captivity, so to speak. But before we get started in our study, you know, I like to make ongoing comments on contemporary subject matters. Now, I told you when the collapse of the condo in Surfside, Florida happened, there was going to be some evidence of shoddy workmanship. I didn't know it was going to be upkeep of workmanship also, but it's proven to be that case there. Shoddy workmanship and maintenance, and just like anything in life, if you don't maintenance anything, I don't care what it is, your relationship with Yah or buildings for that matter, codification, it's going to fall apart. Codification. And so in the case of the building collapsing, the condo in Surfside, Florida, it goes without saying, no upkeep, no maintenance, the building collapsed. And 11 bodies have been found so far. Now, I don't know if all of them have been identified, but 11 bodies has been found so far. And there are questions being thrown around as to who should be responsible for providing housing for the people that has been affected by this shoddy workmanship and poor maintenance. I said to you, everyone involved that has been associated with from the builders to the maintenance keepers and so on and so forth, to the inspectors and so on and so forth. Everybody that had a hand in the matter should provide the upkeep, and not just the people. If there's no safety net for us, the people are concerned, then the people come in. But everybody who's got money and provided labor and services and so on and so forth should be involved in the providing housing, permanent housing if they want permanent, and temporary if they want temporary and want to come back if they rebuild. I don't know, but whatever. There shouldn't be any second guessing on this. They provided these opportunities 40 years ago. And now the building has collapsed because of shoddy workmanship and poor maintenance. Anybody that had a hand in it should be responsible for providing housing and providing some sort of justice for the lives lost because of this shoddy workmanship and poor maintenance, upkeep, and so on and so forth. Anybody involved in any shape, form, in a fashion. Also, America has attacked bases in Syria. They said the Iranian-backed militia in Syria. Now the Syrians has, I don't know who in Syria has attacked the base, the green base they call it in Syria. It goes without saying, you just can't attack them folks like that and don't be ready for repercussions. Those people have been fighting for centuries and years. I mean, they're just like that. That's how they are. You attack them, they're going to bring something to you. You know, they're going to bring something to the table. So it should go without, it should go without being said. It should be expected. And last but not least, the BET Award Center has sent a picture out. I don't know what this picture is supposed to be all about. But I said the LBGTQ and sometimes XYZ people are at it again. This is a picture of a brother kissing on another brother while holding another brother in his arms and three brothers laying on the ground up on him, looking up on his miserine type dress, you know, just Egyptian type dress. And you may want to ask me, Yamsu, what do you think about that? Well, this is Babylon. And Babylon, anything is to be expected. Sodom and Gomorrah type behavior. Whorelicious behavior. Witchcraft and sorcery behavior. Anything and everything. This is the daughter of the great Babylon, and anything is to be expected. So when they send these programming mechanism out by virtue of our rap artists and R&B singers, it shouldn't come as a shock to you. It doesn't come as disgusting, yes, but it's, if you are studying right along with us, well, it shouldn't be a total surprise to you. So that's what they do. Wicked folk, as we've read, if Cartier has shown us in our studies, and the Psalmist, that's what they do. They lurk around. They wait around. They don't quit. They don't stop till the casket drop either. And so as far as pushing their agendas, as far as homosexuality and lesbianism and whoredom and witchcraft and sorcery is concerned, and pedophilia, bestiality, well, that's what they do. Just make sure you don't do it with them, okay? All right. So let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, my brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Suf Ari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you and your family also. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Some heavy topics, man, you're dropping.
I always try to, brother. Always try to.
But, yeah, they do have an agenda in the daughter of Babylon, mm-hmm. to really crush the sons of light, because that's who we are. That's what we represent. We're the mm-hmm. sons and daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we represent really the Most High. Whereas the other nations that promote this stuff, LGBTQ and all of that, they're trying to pervert and corrupt the seed of the Most High. So they push us out there. I know that BET is not owned by our people anymore.
Oh, is that?
We had it at one time.
I didn't know that. Okay, all right.
They had sold it to some outside source. I don't know who owns it now, but I know it's not our people.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Now I'm not surprised why they're showing what they're showing.
But it's unfortunate that our people fall for the okey-doke and get involved with that stuff rather than finding our roots. Because we can see that this country is desperate. You attacking Middle Eastern countries now without provocation or without, you know, any declaration of war, you're just going to drop bombs on people.
Right.
Like you said, the people in the Middle East have been fighting wars for years, and they have, you know, what they call retaliation. You can't kill them, and they don't respond to you killing or shedding blood in their land. They're going to respond. And that's why we've been, or the United States has been, at war in Afghanistan for how long now? Almost 20 years?
20 years.
And but, Iraq?
Yeah, the way they see it, if daddy don't get you, I'm going to get you. If I don't get you, my son is going to get you. That's the way they look at it.
Well, it's not really their sons. They're sending our sons and daughters.
No, I'm talking about the Syrians and the Syrians. Afghanistan. That's that's their outlook on it. If I don't get you, my son gonna get you. My son don't get you. My grandbaby that's not even yet born yet gonna get at you. That's how they look at it.
And they're not really getting them. They're getting us because we're the ones in the military,
right?
On the front line. It ain't them senators and congressmen.
No,
nor is it President Joe Biden? Not like ancient times when the kings went out to battle, when the leaders of the people went out to battle. These guys, they stay in Washington, D.C., you know, under their bunkers, making phone calls.
And being clowns and clownettes.
Watching videos of what's the real action going on. But, that's cowardice.
Yeah.
You send, you know, young men off to die. They said in the Vietnam War, 19 years old was the average age. They sent young brothers off to die.
Yeah.
But they haven't learned their lesson. They're going to continue to attack Middle Eastern countries, and they don't think they're going to get repercussions.
Right.
Ishmael don't play.
No, he doesn't.
You know, his lesson is, Most High said, his hand is against every man, and every man's hand is against his. So you keep messing with them brothers over there, and you're always going to be at war.
They're not going to fold. They're not going to lay down for you, okay?
Not at all.
I don't know. America, they don't seem to study history. And they don't seem to understand the nature thing. They just do whatever they want to do, whatever they feel like doing, and think there's no repercussion. And don't study the nature of these people. These people are not going to lay down for you, okay? And truth be told, although we're under punishment, there has been some signs of us throughout all this confinement jumping up and taking a sword. I mean, but if it wasn't for the Most High breaking our arms, truth be told, America would have saw a whole lot of violence. But because the Most High broke our arms, there were some residual effects of that, small uprisings and so on and so forth. But if it wasn't for the Most High breaking our arms, you would have saw a whole lot from us, truth be told. Okay? All right. All right, Cartrell.
Maybe not. The history.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Our people didn't stick together.
No.
Judah running off with Benjamin and Buster Child running off. I don't know. You got a leader like Joshua or the prophet Moses, maybe then. But if you ain't got strong leadership to gather our people and organize our people and get our people in the right frame of mind, we ain't fighting nobody. You're not supposed to be fighting anybody that the Most High doesn't tell us to fight, because he fights our battles for us.
So, exactly.
And in regards to the buildings in Florida, they got other buildings that these contractors have built, And they're trying to reassure these people that live in these other buildings built by the same architect, contractors, and engineers that these buildings are okay. Don't panic. No, get out of those buildings. In a hurry. These dudes obviously don't know what they're talking about.
Get out!
You got other buildings built by the same architects, contractors, engineers,
right,
and skilled workers, built
right
at the same exact time. And you watch this building crumble. They're not finding nobody's alive. It's been five days. It's not a rescue effort anymore. As I say it, it's a recovery effort now.
That's what it is. So
that's what they're trying to do. And I'm sure they smell the smell of death, because that's what happens when people are collapsed inside of a building and they die. So
and gas build up in your body, and the remains of your body produce gases and so on and so forth. You can smell it. You can smell it. You can smell it at a distance. Let me tell you something, bro. You can smell a fresh killed body, and just imagine a fresh killed body. You can smell it. I smelled it. Just imagine 5 days, and that body is festering in that heat. Okay? There ain't no way you cannot not fail to smell those bodies. Okay? All right.
That's why they're trying to keep the people away.
Yep.
Because that smell, you'll never forget it.
You'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. All right, Cartrell and fellow students. If Cartrell's done with his study, I certainly haven't. We're going to move on into our important studies of the Word of Yah. And if you will you turn the second chapter, First Chronicles.
So Chronicles is really about the kings of Israel.
Exactly.
They give you the genetics of the whole nation, tribes, mm-hmm, our ancient fathers, but it's really focused on the kings.
Exactly. Okay. May the Most High bless us by the study of his word and the application of the codification. These were the sons of Israel. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Yehuda, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, sons of Yehuda, Onan, Shelah. These were three. Bathsheba, the Canaanite woman, bore him. But Yehuda's firstborn, was displeasing to Yah, and he took his life. His daughter-in-law, Tamar, we read about her, also bore him Perez and Zerah. Yehuda's sons were five in all, in totality. The sons of Perez and Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah, Zimret, Ethan, Himman, Galco, Rara, five in all. The sons of Carmi, Akar, the troubler of Israel, who committed a trespass against the prescribed things, and Ethan's son, Hazariah. The sons of Hezron that were born to him was Jerahesmel, Ram, Chalubah. Ram begot Hamminadab, and Hamminadab begot Nashon, the prince of the sons of Yehuda. Nashon was the father of Salma, Salma of Boaz, King Dawud's, getting the King Dawud's lineage. Boaz of Abed, Abed of Jess. Jess begat Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shemiel the third, Nathaniel the fourth, Rita, the fifth, Ozim, the sixth, King Dawud, the seventh. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail, two sisters. The sons of Zeruiah was Abisha, Joab. Remember? Joab the commander, Abisha and Azrael. Remember? Abigail's bore Amash. Remember him? The father of Amash was Jether, the Ishmaelite. Think about that. Caleb, son of Haran's son, had children by his wife, Azubah, and by Jeriah. These were her sons, Jezer, Zobah, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrah, who bore him Hur. Hur begot Urah, and Urah begot Bezaleel. Y'all know who Caleb was, right? Okay.
No, it's another killer.
It's not that Caleb? Okay.
No, it's the son of Hazor.
Okay,
it's another portion of the tribe of Judah. But
okay.
If you notice,
okay,
the genealogy started out with the sons of Israel.
Right.
And it went straight to Judah. Why didn't it start with Reuben, Simeon, and Levi, which came
right
before Judah? Judah
right
is the king. So they're telling you the king's line, right? Before they
yep
tell you the other tribes of Israel, what their
right
lineage is. So we're going
right
in to King David's family. Now they broke off from King David's family, and I tell you another aspect of the tribe of Judah.
Okay.
It's another Caleb, though.
Thank you, Katria. Afterwards, Hezron had relations with the daughter of Mashah, father of Gilead. He married her when he was 60 years old. She bore him Segub, and Segub begot Jorel. He had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram took from them Hablah, Jor, Kenah and his dependency, 60 towns. All of these was the town of Makur, father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron and Caleb, Ephrathah, Abijah, wife of Hezron, or Asher, father of Tekoa, the sons of Jaramiel, firstborn of Harazah, Ram, his firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozim, Ohata. Jaramiel had another wife, whose name was Athara. She was the mother of Onan, the sons of Ram, firstborn of Jaramiel, Maz, Zem, Ika, sons of Onan, Shamia, Zoda, the sons of Zalmiel, Nadab, Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abiel, and she bore him, Anban, and Molid, the sons of Nebab, Shilet, Ephim. Shilet died childless. The sons of Ephim, Isha, the sons of Isha, Sheshan, the sons of Sheshan, Ahela, the sons of Zeda, Shamil's brother, Zither, Jonathan. Zither died childless. The sons of Jonathan, Peleh, Shazu. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Shishon had no sons, only daughters. Shishon had an Egyptian, a Mizraim bride, a Mizraim slave, whose name was Jarhu. So Shishon gave his daughter in marriage to Jarjur, his Mizraim slave. She bore him Atta. Atta, then we got him in our family too. I need to quit. Begat Nathan. We got along with him pretty well. Nathan begat Zabad. Zabad begat Ephlah. Ephlah begat Obed. Obed begat Jehu. Jehu begat Azariah. Azariah begat Helez. Helez begat Elisha. Elisha begat Sis-Amiah. Sis-Amiah begat Shalom. Shalom begat Jochamiah. Jochamiah begat Elishama, the sons of Caleb, brother of Jeremiah, Misha, his firstborn, who was the father of Zip, the sons of Mareshah, father of Hebron, the sons of Hebron, Koriah, Topua, Rechem, Shema. Shema begat Raham, the father of Zorakonim, and Rechem begat Shumai, the sons of Shemaiah, Meon. Meon begat Belzur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, Gazi. Horan begat Gazi, the sons of Jahada, Rejim, Jothon, Kishon, Peleh, Hifla, Shapha. Maskah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheba and Tarhana. She also bore Shaph's father of Manha, Sivir, father of Mabina, and father of Gibeah. The daughter of Caleb was Ashish. They were the descendants of Caleb, the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrath, Shobah, father of Kareth, Karim, Emma, father of Bethlehem, Harath, father of Gadu, Shobal, father of Karah, Zorim, and sons, Horeb, half of the Manuha, and the families of Karah, Zium, the Akrites, Puathites, the Shemathites, the Mishraites. From these came the Zoraitites, the Eshtolites, the sons of Shammah, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, you will hear about them. You will hear about all these further along. The Hartobezobah, the half of the Mahanathites, the Zorites, the family of the scribes that dwell at Jabez, the Teratites, the Shamitites, the Shakutites. These are the Kenites, who came from Hamath, father of the house of Rechab. Okay. We're going to stop right there for today because we're going to take up chapters 3 and 4 tomorrow because I gave you so many names. But you're going to run across these names in our studies as we go along. Okay? All right. Contrary of my brother and friend, what say you?
I'm getting better with those names, bro.
All praise to the Most High, Katria. I certainly am. They are tongue twisters, but I'm getting there, Katria. I'm getting there.
These are the names we should be naming our children, since exactly. These are ancient fathers.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've seen some beautiful names in there.
Lovely names. Lovely.
But it was really the breakdown of the line of King David.
Mm-hmm.
It started with Judah.
Right.
The beginning of the chapter starts out with the sons of Israel. Reuben, Simeon,
right.
Levi, then Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, after. But the whole
mm-hmm.
chapter is about Judah. The whole chapter is about Judah.
Exactly.
And it talks about the strength of the tribe of Judah
mm-hmm.
when they had King David. So
right.
He's numbering the people around him first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
In the Chronicles. And see that it goes into more of King David as we go along.
Exactly. Yeah.
And all the other kings. So
mm-hmm.
the Chronicles is about the kings and their deeds and their actions. We read a brief synopsis in the Book of Kings about what they did. Just gave a
mm-hmm.
brief synopsis in the Chronicles, the details pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
What we had read in the Kings.
Right.
And if we thought the Kings was bad, reading through that, Chronicles is going to be real serious.
Oh, yeah. Real serious. So That's why we try to give you all these foundations, because you need to know foundations, because they solidify your understanding of things. And you can have some understanding as we go on and how these names tie in, because you're familiarized with them. You've heard them before. And talking about segments of tribes, ancestral houses within the tribe of Yehuda. And so you're familiar with them. And so you say, oh, that's just an ancestral house in the tribe of Yehuda. That's an ancestral house. So you won't be thrown off, okay? The whole point is of these studies to help you not be thrown off, and you're not being confused about anything. You're totally not confused. And we don't want to leave you confused about anything. That's why we study everything in the way it should be studied. All right, Cartrell. Do you have any more coming to you before we move on, Cartrell?
In a tribe of Judah, the name Caleb was pretty popular.
It was.
So about two or three Caleb mentioned in this chapter alone. So
exactly.
He was like a hero to that tribe, and many of the people named their sons after him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like we name our children Ray Ray Poo Poo and something like that.
I think it's a little deeper than that.
What? I'm really being messy, country.
Now we name our children Jordan after Michael Jordan. Mike after Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson.
Now y'all,
Mike, we got.
Yeah, now y'all see what I'm getting at. I'm being messy and meddling, okay? And country, I pointed it out to you how I'm being messy and meddling, because truth be told, that's what we do, because we don't know any better. And so we're just following the mandates of what people have done before us, and really not having any understanding of what we're doing. We're just doing what the next people do, the last generation before, Ray Ray and Poo Poo and Ray Ray, all that kind of nonsense. Names don't really mean anything. Just naming children, just any old. Go ahead, Gotcha.
Well, ancient times kind of different, because all these names had significant meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb means dog.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you name your son Dog? No, but there's some very intelligent dog. Dog is man's best friend, right?
That's what I'm saying. So that name was a put down. You know, that was a come up name compared to some of the names we giving each other nowadays. That was
and we
come
call
up.
Each other young people call each other my dog, right?
Yeah.
Where they get that from? Why would you call another brother my dog?
Yeah, I could depend on you.
Where my dog's at?
Where my dogs at? Where my faithful? So if they're saying Caleb was like a dog, I mean, he was faithful.
Yeah.
If you're going to use the analogy, he was faithful and fierce. And he proved to be certainly that the Caleb we speak of, the one that was with Joshua, he was faithful and he was fierce. And so, I mean, if they're going to call him a dog, he certainly was faithful and fierce, truth be told.
Well, my sisters call us dogs on the native side. That nigga's a dog.
Well, country.
We call our sisters the B word, which is another form of a dog.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, them sisters tell no lie when it came to me in time past. When I didn't know no better, I didn't do any better, they certainly weren't telling no lie. I was a dog. And not in a good connotation. I was not a girl's best friend. Okay? So in that regard,
the sister. You was a Doberman Pinscher. You know, Doberman Pinschers turning their masters, they ain't too loyal.
Yeah, this is every pig right. Yeah. But things change. All praises to the Most High. Yeah, I'm super not that kind of dog anymore. But this sister didn't have me wrong, truth be told.
But that just shows you perspective, man. Because to call your son Caleb a dog, it shows that you had a positive perspective about that, not a negative one.
Oh yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Like his parents are like, this is my dog right here. He gonna protect the family, he gonna alert the family. Because that's what the dog do. He put his life on the line first for the family, the dog.
Yeah, but if them sisters had called me a dog back then, they would have been saying that. Yeah, who are that? That's Joshua. That's Joshua dog right there. That's Kanab. Watch him, girl. Watch him.
With some dogs you just don't mess with.
He showed up.
Both positive and negative.
You ain't lying, brother. You ain't lying. And I'm sorry, my sisters, for the dog I used to be.
Nothing but the dog in me.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing but the dog in me. And I all the sisters that I ever did anything wrong, I'm going to say it on live. And this, I'm saying this in all sincerity. I'm sorry for mistreating y'all. I'm sorry for snapping on your hands. I'm sorry for turning on you. But sometimes when you don't know any better, you don't do any better. But that does not justify it. I'm not trying to look for justification. I just look for clarification. It was wrong. I should have did it. And I wasn't nothing but a dog in me. I had no business to do it. I didn't know no better. But that's inexcusable. But I take ownership. Now I don't do it anymore, okay? And you brothers out there, you're being what Young Soups used to be. You need to quit it, okay? We're supposed to protect our women, not turn on them, not bite on them. Well, I don't know about that part, but now, let me get off that right now.
Why must I be like that? Why must I taste the cat? Nothing
Woo.
But the dog in me.
Woo! Woo! Let me go, Contrail. Let me go listen. I'm going to get off before I get in trouble. Look at Contrail. My brother, we're waiting on another lovely Psalms to take us on out of here, out of these studies. And something from King Darwin. And King Darwin knew about being one, too. That's why he got a new mind and a new spirit. And King Darwin got his mind together. If it's good enough for a king to get himself together, it's good enough for Yom Subari to get himself together too. A new heart and a new spirit. It helped our king get himself together, and it helped Yom Su get himself together, and it will help you get yourself together also. Go ahead, my brother and friend.
The new thing about King David's mind is that he connected with the creator, like the animals do, like they say nature or creation does. Creation
right.
And animals are more in tune with the creator. Mankind, on the other hand, he's about his own mind. So
right.
What makes King David's mind new is that he figuring out how to connect with the creator like nature or creation does. So
right.
He gives us the formula because he was successful with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was very successful with the formula that he lays out here. So we're in the
mm-hmm.
29th chapter of the Book of Psalms. And if you use his formula, you will connect. And connect with what? Connect with your creator. That's what you want to do. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows us better than we know ourselves.
Amen.
He knows his creation better than anybody else that's trying to analyze it, whether they be scientists or whatever they be. So we give thanks and praise for our king once again, for our King David and his wisdom, his journal, his mindset that he was renewed with in order to connect with you, the Most High, which we all should do. So his admonition in this particular psalm is to the people around him. It's not really a prayer. He's telling us how to connect with Yah. So first directive, give unto Yah. Now that's a good thing because many of us don't know how to give to the Most High. What can I give to my creator? What can I give to God? I'm only looking for something from the Most High, whether it be a blessing or help out of a situation. What can I give to God?
Mm-hmm.
He tells you. Give unto Yah, O ye mighty. Give unto Yah glory and strength. Give unto Yah the glory due to his name. Worship Yah in the beauty of holiness. So when you give Yah glory and strength, actually working for Yah, you're not giving your strength to the nations. You're not giving your strength to other people. You're working in your life to be a servant of Yah. That's what it means to give glory to Yah. And based on that work that you do for Yah, you're glorifying him. You're praising him. You're honoring his name. And you worship him. You're not worshiping idols. you're giving praise to the one who created you. And he says the voice of Yah is up on the waters. Who created the waters? Yah spoke and the waters came. The glory of Yah thundereth. Yah is upon many waters. So he can't be a man if he's upon many waters. And if his voice thunders upon many waters, and I'm sure you've heard his voice thunder before. Matter of fact, I've heard thunder that shook me to the bone. I'm like, wow, I didn't know thunder and lightning could get that thunderous. I thought I could handle it, but yeah, I threw it down. Boom, and a lightning flash. Wow. I was like, oh my goodness. Yah will shake you up. The voice of Yah is powerful. So powerful it created everything that's in creation. The voice of Yah is full of majesty, which is why we couldn't stand his voice at Mount Sinai when he spoke to us as a nation. Oh, we want to speak to Yah just like you, Moses. And when that powerful voice came out, and when that voice of majesty came out, the children of Israel ran. Where y'all going? I thought y'all wanted me to speak to Yah. It says, the voice of Yah breaketh the cedars. Yah breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. All you got to do is speak it, and they'll break. And we've seen hurricanes tear up trees.
Mm-hmm.
Break them like twigs, like they are toothpicks. He makes them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon, and Shirion, like a young unicorn. The voice of Yah divided the flames of fire. Yeah, the sun is a fire, right? Fireball.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke it, and it came into existence, which is why we have light and heat and seasons and all kind of things from the fireball of the sun. He controls fire. With his voice, he put the sun in a path that it hasn't altered from. Otherwise, we'd be in trouble. But he spoke it, came into existence, and we have light, we have heat, we have seasons, and all kind of things that come from this fireball called the sun. The voice of Yah shaketh the wilderness. Yah shaketh the wilderness of Kedesh. The voice of Yah maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forest. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. Yah controls all the elements that are in the earth. People think that he's far away in the heavens, but he monitors everything that goes on in his creation. And he controls it, the wind, the fire, the air, the water, even you and me. Yah sits upon the flood. Good thing he's doing that, because last time he let it go, and the earth was destroyed, and we wouldn't be here had it not been for Noah. So he's holding back the flood. Yea, Yah sitteth as king forever. Who's king forever?
Yah.
Yah will give strength unto his people. Now, so do we need strength?
We need everything, brother.
Because some of our people think we're strong. But guess what? We're not really strong. We are broken people.
Weak as water, Cartrell.
No doubt. Which is why we begging the bullies, you know, for our money back. Stop taking my lunch money.
Mm-hmm.
Bully. The bullies have beaten us up, hung us out to dry, did everything and anything that they wish to do with us. And what is our strength? We have no strength of our own. Our leaders aren't strong. Are they? Strong leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Yah will give strength unto his people. Yah will bless his people with peace. Do we need peace, Doc?
Yeah.
Who's going to bless us with it?
Most High.
Okay. I'm on that bandwagon, Doc. I'm on that bandwagon. I need strength and I need peace. I know that Yah is king forever, and we have to do what King David told us in the beginning. Give unto Yah, O ye mighty. What's going to give you your might? Give unto Yah glory and strength. Give your strength to Yah. Give unto Yah the glory that's due to his name. Don't be praising false gods, false doctrines, false religions, false idols. Find out who Yah is, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Find out what his name is. Worship him in the beauty of holiness, because he's the only one that's holy, the Holy One of Israel. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. All right. Now, if that's not self-explanatory, I don't know what is.
That's that dinosaur stuff, man. That's that dinosaur.
Oh, you old dinosaur, be quiet.
Keeping that dinosaur mentality, yeah.
Uh-huh. Welcome to the club, player. Welcome to the club. All right, y'all. Look, Gregor, how you doing there? I know you out there somewhere playing around. Bree, how you doing? Little baby brother, how you doing? How everybody doing? Abby, how you doing? I know you right there. You studying right with us. All right, listeners,
everybody trying to stay cool with this heat wave that's going across the nation. And we just the first week of summertime, bro.
Look like it, bro. Everybody trying to lay low out the way country. Oh, listen to this show. Bro, I don't even go out the house too much now. I had to run up to the bank right quick because the yard man come by to cut the yard. I said, Grandma, he said, I don't come tomorrow. I can't come the next week. I said, come on in. I'll see you tomorrow. So I had to go up to the bank. And, bro, I shot right back to the house. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to run up on the base for a few minutes. I'm going to shoot right back to the house. Because, you know, I'm on call this weekend. And, you know, July, you know, they start to burn down everything. You know, all this heat going on, Kyle, they start to burn up the whole thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is the beginning of summer. It's not even the hottest part of summer.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
100 and some odd degrees in Oregon.
Right.
Portland, Oregon?
And they said
what?
And they said, Cartier, they don't even use air conditioners in Oregon.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So now...
what's going to happen as we go further into the summer, man?
Ooh.
It's not just here either. If you look if you look overseas, England is burning up too.
Yeah.
They experiencing temperatures that they've never experienced before.
Mm-hmm.
So well, something's going on.
Something going on. All right, fellow students, we just make sure you guys know what's going on with you. And you guys have your foundations together, have your codifications together, have your shields that you hide behind together, your strong towers that you run to together, your buffers that you hide behind together, your feet on solid ground together. You better make sure everything's together. Okay. And you know, one thing Cartier said I liked, King Darwood was instinctual about his relationship with Yah, like animals. You know, animals, I suspect, as Cartier suspect, that they have this instinctual relationship with Yah. Not words, but just knowing. They just know. And see, y'all got to get into the just know. Just knowing when you ain't right with Yah. Y'all got to get into the know. And knowing, and then trying to rectify their relationship with y'all, and trying to establish a constructive and positive relationship, because otherwise, it's not going to work for you. I'm going to be honest about that. Take an ex-fool's advice. When you're a spiritual relationship, your constructive and positive relationship with y'all, it is not going to work for you. I can assure you. I can attest to that. He's going to beat the brakes off of you, and you're going to know it. So you won't be able to sleep halfway at night. You'll be walking in trepidation and fear. You'll be like a dead man walking, a dead woman walking. You'll be scary, airy. But when yes, go ahead.
It'll just take me and you out the way and just meditate on the instruction that King David left for I don't know how many people to read this. If you read his instructions on how to do it, you're going to gain might and strength with the Most High.
Exactly.
Because this is the formula that he left behind.
Yeah. Take Cartier and I out the way and apply this to your lives. You can't lose. You can not, no matter what comes. Let me tell y'all something. Things happen to people. Bad things happen to good people. But be that as it may, you're still confident. Just remember what Job said, I don't care if you kill me, y'all, I'm going to still hang on to you. And so that's got to be your mindset. The prayer of a righteous man, and Job was a righteous man. And he said, I don't care if you beat the brakes off me. I don't care if you beat me till I'm dead. I'm going to still hold on to you. That's got to be your mindset. I don't care
what. They were throwing Isaiah in half in a tree, and he's still telling them what the right thing to do.
Shut up, country. Y'all a little out right there, man. Cut back that weight, okay? Y'all missing the parts, okay? Be like that. Hold on. Hold on. No matter how bad things seems, and they can get worse, you hold on to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. You hold on for dear life, okay? Well, country, now, I don't know very much, but we do know this. You're getting ready to get out of here. Contrail from prison camp, New York. Yum Su from prison camp, Memphis. A play on captivity.
105.5.
901. We love y'all, man. We love y'all, and we want y'all. We don't want y'all's souls to perish in Sheol. So get it. Make sure you establish a relationship, a constructive and positive relationship with God. How do you do so? You acknowledge your ways, your wicked ways. You turn away from them, and you turn to Yah, and you ask for forgiveness, and you keep it right, and you maintain your right. Even when you fall, sometimes get off your butt. Stop crying, feeling sorry for yourself. Get off your butt, make it right, and keep it moving, okay? We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
A boy's born in hot down Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right.